Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Your source for everything that's happening in media tech. This is BagelTech Media, episode number 41 for Tuesday, February 15th, 2011. Mobile me for free? Hello and welcome to your Tuesday edition of BagelTech Media. I'm Kyle Swiger. Hope everybody had a great, fantastic weekend. Unfortunately, we're not quite through the week yet. It's Tuesday. I know we're getting there. Almost hump day. Wednesday's coming tomorrow. Just hang on. It'll be Friday before we know it. Don't forget BagelTech Media, part of the BagelTech Network. Head on over to our network site, BagelTechNews.com. You can get this show, other great tech shows on the BagelTech Network. We really have got you covered here. Also, BagelTech Media, part of the Tech Podcast Network as well, TechPodcast.com. You can check our show out there as other great tech podcasts as well. As I was saying, a lot of media tech news to get through. So let's get to it right now. All right, kicking off our Tuesday edition. Finally, it has happened. Boxy Box, Netflix, come together. They join. They are one now. And actually, according to the Boxy Box CEO, he said the delayed edition was the most common request by users. Well, duh, Mr. CEO. Yeah, we've been waiting forever for Netflix to get on the Boxy Box. Finally, it's happened. They've cleared, I guess what they said, a whole bunch of DRM hurdles. Well, at least for now. That's what they're saying. I guess there's going to be more coming. Oh, boy. All you got to do, really, is just get the software updated. You just got to download it. You can either do it automatically or it will actually do it manually, I guess. You can turn off and turn on your Boxy Box, and it actually should just appear there. Now, owners are really just ecstatic about Netflix on here, and it has been a long time coming. We thought we were going to get it in December of last year, and it's taken till now, till February, but it has finally arrived. It was a nice Valentine's Day present, shall we say. And it's going to be offered not only in the U.S., but also for Canada as well. So it's a double deal. It's a double love on Valentine's Day. And thank you so much, Boxy Box. Now, there is still one hurdle left, guys. Hulu. What about Hulu Plus? There was a big rumor, actually back in November of last year, that Hulu Plus was going to be coming on the Boxy Box. I guess there is even more DRM hurdles there, huh? Come on, Boxy. You're almost there. The box is kind of a little, it's a little slinky-dinky. But hey, it's getting there. Netflix, come on. One of the biggest stories actually to come across the screen this week so far has got to be this one. Apple might actually be turning MobileMe into a cloud hub. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Now, MobileMe, of course, we all kind of know, is this online storage locker. And it's a service that actually enables us to, you know, keep calendars. You got your address book in there and email on Apple's servers. It's just all right there. Well, iTunes users might get to store electronic books, songs, and even movies on this thing. Yeah, I'm not kidding about this. This is actually, we've been hearing actually from the Wall Street Journal. It came out actually on Monday that we've been hearing about these things. Now, early last year, there was a whole bunch of speculation about iTunes executives. They were saying, they were discussing about building a cloud service. Kind of hush-hush since then. Not a whole lot's been said, and a lot of content producers actually started saying something about it. Even record labels, film industry saying, yeah, they're building this big cloud thing. And then all went quiet, probably because Steve told them to shut up about it. Now, Apple could actually turn this service into an entertainment media hub by the end of the year, actually. And it wants its users to maintain their digital universe all here, is what they're saying. Best off, they're saying, you know, that $99 price tag you're paying right now to use MobileMe, Apple might actually be turning it to free. This is also coming from the Wall Street Journal, so it's a credible source. We can only hope. Free from Apple, cloud, music, everything in one place. MobileMe would be actually for MobileMe then. Speaking of our friends over at iTunes, well, our friends over at Sony are actually considering saying, bye-bye, see you later. A new report from Australia, The Age, is actually saying that it may not be long before Sony is actually saying bye-bye to iTunes. Actually, I just can't believe this. Now, Sony is actually working very hard on getting its own Music Unlimited streaming service to really catch up to customers right now. Now, according actually to the head of Sony Computer Entertainment in Australia, he's saying that the service is rolled out completely around the world right now, and it's actually starting to gain popularity. Really, Mr. Sony Computer CEO, this is the first I've really heard about it, so that's how popular it is. Anyways, it might be time for Sony to think twice about its partnership with Apple and all the more with iTunes. This is according to the CEO of the Computer entertainment division in Australia. He didn't give his name, by the way. He probably doesn't want to get fired. Now, publishers are, he's also went on to say, actually, that publishers are being held ransom by Apple. You know, they got him by the throat. Now, I won't dispute that. Let's just say this. Apple does have a pretty big monopoly. They get a pretty big pay cut when it comes to selling digital merchandise on the iTunes store. However, though, they've been doing it really, really well. And hey, the record companies caved to it. I don't know. Whatever happened to the days that we just went into a store, we didn't care where it came from, we didn't care what label it was on, we just bought it. That's what we need now. iTunes was kind of giving it to us, not exactly at the most fair price, but that's what they were doing. What are we going to start seeing now? Record labels, one by one, hey, get it here, pay retail. Oh, sounds lovely. What a wonderful digital future that we have in store for us. Wrapping up your Tuesday edition of Bagel Tech Media, the last story made me laugh hard. I just couldn't believe it, actually, considering the world that we live in now with on-demand. You love on-demand, right? Well, according to the CEO of Twitter, he believes Twitter's bringing back the scheduled TV. It's bringing it back to life, that we enjoy tweeting about it because we're watching something live or we're watching something as it happens where everybody else is watching it. He went on to say that we are seeing a world of television that people are starting to watch all sorts of television in real time again. The PVR is really taken out of the equation, and basically saying that he's saying that the PVR in the coming years is going to die. You gotta be absolutely kidding me, man. We love on-demand content, but look at, we just talked about Netflix a while back. That's what everybody wants. We want this on-demand streaming thing. Yeah, sure. I could see this for things like X Factor, American Idol, you know, all these reality talent shows. Yeah, I could see it for that. But if I'm watching an episode of House, I don't really care about tweeting about it, let alone with everybody else's tweeting about it. Just kind of just want to watch the show, you know? Hey, you know, I love Twitter, but guy, this is just a stupid quote, man. I'm sorry. The PVR is dying because of Twitter? Yeah, think again, dude. Well, that does it for our Tuesday edition of Bagel Tech Media. Hey, guys, thanks for taking the time to tune in and download the show, as always. Don't forget to check out our sponsor, UK2.net. Head on over to BagelTechNews.com, our network site. Click the click-through right over there, and that way they'll know we're sending you. If you're in the on the prowl, should I say, of looking for some great, reliable web hosting, give them a try. Give them a check out. You know, you don't have to buy anything. Just have a look and see if it'll work for you. That's UK2.net. They provide all of our bandwidth and our hosting for the entire shows on the Bagel Tech Network. Basically, without UK2.net, couldn't give this show to you free twice a week or any show on the Bagel Tech Network. So thanks so much to UK2.net. Now, get subscribed to Bagel Tech Media. We do the podcast twice a week. We do a Tuesday edition. We do a Friday edition. So we get you covered all throughout the week and right into your weekend. Head on over to BagelTechNews.com. That's the network website. And you can find our show page over there, Bagel Tech Media. Get subscribed right there to our RSS feed. We're also, of course, available in the iTunes Store. We're also available in the Zoom Marketplace as well. And as I mentioned before at the beginning of the podcast, you can find us also over at the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. You can also find us on Twitter, too, at Bagel Tech Media on Twitter. You can also follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger, Swagger with 1G only. And email, I definitely encourage it. I'd love to get it from you guys, and it gets so much throughout the week. Sometimes it takes me a little bit to reply, but I eventually get there. It's BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. Now, once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I'll see you back here on Friday for Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech.